Do you like your music sick? Sounding like it's disease. Blowing up on your speakers like a zit you just squeezed. Am I being way too graphic? Do you feel ill at ease? Then open up and say ah, cause this is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome to another episode of Cheese, Please. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Darling Daffodil.
And it's going to be great on the show this week.
It's going to be great.
It's just going to be a great show on the show this week.
Neither one of us does that very well, but we get someone on the show who does it perfectly.
Well, sort of. He did it for many, many years. And if you don't know what we're talking about, we'll tell you a little more later. But the man's name is Thurl Ravenscroft.
And you may not know the name, but you know the man.
The man is just great!
Among other things.
That's all I get to say. As a matter of fact, he actually recorded a lot of fun, cheesy-type music through the 1950s and into the 60s a little bit. We'll tell you more a little later on.
Kind of kid music, some of it.
In the chart-topping cheesy, oh my gosh, if you had to sum up one song of the 1970s that had every stereotype of the 1970s you could think of, this
in
is it.
In less than 4 minutes.
3 minutes, 58 seconds, but you know. That is less than 4 minutes, I suppose.
Exactly.
Yes. Tony Camillo's Bazooka coming up a little later on. But we're starting off. Hey, Daffodil, when was the last time we did this?
Ever?
You're the continuity expert.
No, you know
expert.
What? We have done it once or twice.
You're the continuity expert of this show.
We have square danced before.
Really? Okay.
Yes, because we had this really cool record with square dancers on it. I remember the record. I don't remember the song.
Oh, well.
But I remember the cover of the record with the square dancing people.
Now, if I remember right, Ed Gilmore is actually the guy doing the calls on the next couple cuts. I don't know who's doing the playing the fiddle and all that
kind
stuff.
Kind of anonymous square dance music people.
Yay, it's hold down time to get into the square dance.
Yeah, right
so
here.
In a minute, we're going to have the Pigtown Fling.
Right here on the farm. The Cheese Fleece Farmers is going into square dance. What?
I said we're going to be playing Pigtown Fling in a minute.
Don't give me that evil eye because I'm getting into my hokey, redneck, backwards type.
Yeah, don't
hillbilly.
Do it very well, so just stop.
You're
and let me say, stop.
What?
Coming up next, in a few minutes, we'll have Pigtown Fling. I've tried this is my third time.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But we're starting off with Turkey in the Straw right here on...
Cheese, Please.
Now honor your partner, any corners off. Now join hands, circle to the left, you circle to the left, just halfway round, and the other way back on the same old track. It's home you go and swing your girl twice around with the pretty little girl on the lady's center. It's back to back, gents go round the outside track, all the way round and all the way back, and the lady step out and you meet your man and turn your lady with your left hand and take your corner promenade, promenade with the corner maid, promenade around all around the ring. It's home you go and you give him a swing, every body swing and whirl. Now ladies center back to back, gents go round the outside track, go all the way round and all the way back. Girl step out, meet your man with your left hand and take your corner, corner made. Promenade, don't be afraid, promenade, go round the ring, the roosters crow and the birdies sing. It's home you go, let's swing and swing, everybody swing. Now ladies center back to back, gents go round the outside track, go all the way round and all the way back. Meet your lady with your left hand and take that corner, corner made. And you promenade, promenade, go round the ring, go all the way back home again. Home you go, let's swing and whirl round and around with a brand new girl, swing that lady. And the ladies center, it's back to back, and the gents go round the outside track, all the way round and all the way back. And they meet your lady with your left hand, take your corner, corner girl, go promenade with the pretty little corner, walk along nice, don't step on her. Now home we go and everybody swing your mate. Swing twice around, don't be afraid. Put her on the right and form a ring. And a circle to the left, go round the ring. Break this ring with a corner swing. Now put her on the right and form a ring. You've got a new girl, break this ring. New corner swing, new corner. Now form a ring, great big ring. Circle to the left, go round the ring. Break this ring, new corner swing Now put her on a right and form a ring, sir. To the left, go round the ring. Break this ring, new corner swing. Swing your lady, pretty little maid, and promenade, don't be afraid. Promenade back home again, right back home. Now honor your partner, and the corner's all, and there you stand.
In life, there are a lot of things to be serious about. But if you haven't figured it out already, we're not one of them. Where bad music is a good thing. Sorry, Martha. Cheese, please.
Now honor your partner, and the corner's all, and circle to the left, sir, to the left and around you go. Gonna break this ring with a don't pass, oh. Partner left with the left hand round, in the corner, lady with the right hand round. Partner left and you promenade her, promenade, go round the ring. All the way back home again, now couples one and three. Go out to the right and circle four, the head gents break, stand four in line. A forward eight to the middle of the floor, fall back eight, here we go. Right and left through, go cross, set and turn right around. And a right and left back, right and left back on the same old track. Turn right back, same ladies chain. Chain the girls across floor, turn and chain as you did before. Chain them home and form a ring, and circle to the left, go round the ring. Circle to the left in the middle of the town, you circle to the left, dial a man left with a corner made. Take your lady and you promenade. You promenade and home you go, and couples two and four go out to the right and circle four, side gents break, four in line. Now forward eight and back with you, and a right and left through, go two but two, and turn right around, and a right and left back. Turn right back, same ladies, chain across that track. Chain them over, chain them back on the same old track. Now form a ring, great big ring, sir, to the left, go round the ring. Element left with a corner curl, and a right and left, go round the world. Right and left, go round the ring, gonna meet your lady, pretty little thing. Promenade, go two but two, it's promenade back home with you. And when you're home, it's all four ladies, chain. Four ladies chain across that floor, and turn and chain as you did before. Chain them back right, back home, and circle eight, and around you go. Circle to the left and you don't be slow, and you break it all up with a dope passo. Partner left with a left hand round, corner lady with the right hand around. Partner now with the left hand round, and all around your left hand lady. And seesaw your pretty little talk, then go to the corner with the left hand man, and a right to your partner, right and left grand. Go right and left till you meet your pretty maid. Gonna take your lady and you promenade. It's promenade, go two but two. Promenade back home with you and honor your partner. And the corner's all, and thank your ladies, that'll be all.
Cheese Please with Ed Gilmore and Pig Town Fling.
I think it's mean to fling the pigs.
That's kind of cruel. Where's PETA when you need him? Flinging pigs around here. Well, not on the show here. The van's too small.
No pigs are being flung in this van. The van is way too small.
Well, I was trying to dance a little bit, the square dance. I was getting in the music off the air, and it just wasn't working because I was hunched down here in the van, and I was trying to move my feet and all kinds of junk and albums and other stuff that's around here just really hindered the thing, and I almost fell on my butt. So I just...
Yeah, be careful.
I gave up. I'm sorry, I gave up. It was a little tricky, but I think I need some classes on square dancing if I care to do that again, Daffodil. What?
All right, that's fair. We'll take some dance classes.
You want to join me with that?
We'll go to dance classes together.
Just a thought. Anyway, my name is Stark Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
And this is Cheese Please, where we bring you...
the wacky, the warped, and the weird every week.
Our contractual obligation to say that at least once a week to drive it into your head.
So that when you're doing absolutely nothing and you're just kind of roaming around doing your daily chores, all of a sudden, out of the blue, you'll be struck by the thought, the wacky, the warped, and the weird every week.
And better yet, tell your friends, neighbors, and other people you hate that you listen to the wacky, warped, and weird every week on Cheese Please.
Tell the people you like to.
Yes. If you want to drive them nuts, just the people you hate to keep them away from you. You know, that's the whole thing. You're wacky, warped, and weird.
You've beaten that into the ground. Let's move on.
Moving on to Thurl Ravenscroft. He's great!
He actually had a 65-year voice career.
Really?
He started in 1940, and he was still going strong when he died in 2005 at the age of 91.
Wow. I mean, this is the guy who, for years, was the voice of Tony the Tiger in the Kellogg's Frosted Flake commercials. I mean, really? And what else did he do?
He's done some interesting things. One of his most famous things he actually isn't properly credited for.
Really?
Because nowhere in the credits for the original How the Grinch Stole Christmas does it say that he sang the famous song.
Oh, yes.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
I can't get as low as he could do it, but, you know, I can get
down
there.
He also sang No Dogs Allowed in the Peanut animated movie Snoopy Come Home.
Oh, really? Wow. Gosh. And, of course, you know... And of course he sang some songs as well. We've got three.
Yeah, they tried really hard to turn him into a pop singer. It's kind of funny because he was in a singing group called the Mellow Men.
Yes.
In his early part of his career during the Big Bang era, he did backup for Bing Crosby.
The Big Band era, right?
Big Band era.
Yes.
Did backup for Bing Crosby, Frankie Lane, Spike Jonze, Joe Stafford, Rosemary Clooney.
With that voice, I can understand that.
Did a lot of Disney stuff.
Yes.
They really wanted to make him a pop star. So they would get him to sing with little-known female vocalists in duets. They were very unsuccessful, although some of them make for interesting listening. The Mellow Men also released some doo-wop records under the name Big John and the Buzzards.
Oh, we're going to play one shortly.
That name was given to them by the rock and roll hating Mitch Miller.
Oh, really? Mitch
Miller?
Yeah, we played his stuff before. He hates rock and roll, and he named them Big John and the Buzzards. Ooh.
Yes, and they actually recorded under the name that he gave them.
Okay, well, let's play a few songs. We've got AC/DC coming up shortly. We've got Rebecca Lynn with Thurl Ravenscroft on the theme that you mentioned, with females.
With little-known females.
Yes, but we're starting off with Big John and the Buzzards, and your cash ain't nothing but trash. Right here on...
Cheese, Please!
Walking down the main drag one night, I met a fine chick built just right. She stopped when I flashed my roll. I told her she could have all of my gold. She turned around and with a frown, she said, "This ain't no circus and I don't need a clown.
Your cash ain't nothing but trash. Your cash ain't nothing but trash. Your cash ain't nothing but trash.
So it ain't no need in your hanging round just to make a hit with that chick. I tried to get a Cadillac right quick. The man at the place looked so strange. Asked $900 and some change. We disagreed. I tried to plead. He said, "I ain't no chicken and I don't need your feed.
Your cash ain't nothing but trash. Your cash ain't nothing but trash. Your cash ain't nothing but trash."
Now, baby, you're crawling way past your speed.
Walking and accounting my bucks, a man with a gun said, "Hands up." I tried to get away, but too slow. He got me and he took all my dough. I heard him shout as he cut out, "You ain't lost nothing, what you crying about?
Your cash ain't nothing
nothing but trash. No cash ain't nothing but trash. No cash ain't nothing but trash.
But I'm sure gonna get me some more.
Some more, some more.
We're not really complete idiots all the time. It's just that, well, once a week or so, some of the parts go missing.
He takes that old violin and tucks it under his chin at the barn dance, hidey-ho. All the folks that gather near him, all the folks that want to hear him.
Fee-fi-fiddly-i-o.
Now when the rondelay starts, he gives the fiddle in parts just to touch that sapropos. And the folks, they really feel it as they start to dig and reel it.
Fee-fi-fiddly-i-o.
Me, me and my Willy.
Willy,
we think he's a dilly,
a dilly.
When he started playing on a very first date, how we began hitting on eight.
So great.
Now of a Saturday night, come on and kick out a light at the barn dance, hidey-ho. Hear the fellow who is mellow as a copacetic cello.
Fee-fi-fiddly-i-o, i-o.
Fee-fi-fiddly-i-o.
He's just dandy.
When he started playing on a very first date, how we began a hitting on eight. Now of a Saturday night, come on and kick out a light at the barn dance, hidey-o. Hear the fellow who is mellow as a copacetic cello.
Fee-fi-fiddly-i-o, i-o.
Fee-fi-fiddly-i-o. Fee-fi-fiddly-i-o.
Keys, please, with Earl Ravenscroft and the Mellow Men, with Robert and Lynn in there as well, and Fee Fi Fiddly La O. I think I said that right.
Fee Fi Fiddly I O.
Thank you. You say it much better. And we're profiling Thurl Ravenscroft on the show, the voice of Tony the Tiger, many records over the years. Very religious man, if I remember right. He records some religious albums.
That is correct as well.
But as you know on the show so far, he's recorded a lot of fun, cheesy type stuff. And here's one more. AC Ducey? Look at that. Not AC/DC, AC Ducey. And Beer Beer Bala Beer on...
Cheese Please, Cheese Please.
Bottle of beer, bottle of beer, right over here, right over here. Bottle of beer, ice cold bottle of beer. Beer, beer, what do you hear, what do you hear? Give me a chair, right over here. Beer, 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 bottle of beer, give me a chair. Bottle of beer, bottle of chair. Beer, chair, beer, chair. What do you mean, wait till next year? You need a bottle of beer, a bottle of beer, a bottle of chair. Bottle of beer, a bottle of chair. Beer, beer, beer. Oh, beer, beer, bottle of beer, right over here, right over here.
bottle of beer, a bottle of beer, a bottle of beer, a bottle of beer, a bottle of beer, 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 oh, beer, beer, bottle of beer.
Cheese, please, with Thurl Ravenscroft as A.C. Ducey in a really crazy song. Beer, beer, bottle of beer, bottle of beer. Well, it's better than that 100 bottles of beer on the wall, 100 bottles of beer. That's
yes,
a little
but
more
it makes
fun.
A very, very good earworm.
Oh, yeah, you can't get rid of that one, can you? Just sticks in your mind. Thurl Ravenscroft was the master, the king, and, well, you know, left a memory, to say the least, as voice of Tony the Tiger, and some great songs, too. So we'll always remember Thurl Ravenscroft, won't we, Daffodil?
We will. He's one of my favorites.
I'll get down off my soapbox now and play this.
Topping the charts at number one is no guarantee that it's good. Sometimes number one means cheesy with a bullet. Cheesies on cheese, please.
I was getting a little emotional there. Jeez.
Yeah.
Wow.
Tony Camillo.
What? What about him?
He's an American record producer, orchestrator, and arranger.
Ah.
He worked on many soul and disco recordings of the 60s and 70s.
Yes.
Including recordings by Dionne Warwick, Eric Carmen, The Stylistics, Daz Band, Fifth Dimension,
I get
Martha
the
Reeves,
point. Yes,
the Supreme,
okay,
blah,
okay,
blah, blah, blah,
okay,
blah.
Yeah, yeah.
He also assembled a studio group. Yeah. Called Bazooka.
And?
And they scored a top 10 hit with our chart-topping cheesy.
Which is?
Dynamite.
On?
Cheese, please.
Dynamite!
We'll be right back.
Kings, pimps in fur coats, Cadillacs, curb feelers, and 8-tracks. Doesn't it? Wow.
Platform shoes.
Oh, forgot about that one.
Bell-bottom pants.
Yeah, forgot about that one. But, I mean, if you had to sum up the 70s in one song, Tony Camilla's Bazooka and Dynamite. Of course, it was a big saying on the television series Good Times about the same time. Jimmy Walker. I think he's still around somewhere.
But the two of them are not actually related.
No.
Yes, Jimmy Walker, to my knowledge, is still around.
Well, that could change. As we record this show, he's still around. He could, you know, if this ends up in the archives of somebody, you know, 20 years later, he may not still be around. I just want to say that, just to clarify.
On the date that we recorded this show, he was alive.
Yes, and I'm about to be alive, too. Okay.
What'd you find?
Lumel Morgan Trio. I can't read. And Gouda. No, it's Gouda.
Bowtie Jim.
Thank you. I can't talk. It's terrible. Anyway, we're ending off the show this week. Until next week, folks.
Thank you for joining us for this week's Dose of the Wacky, the Warped, and the Weird. Please come back and join us again next week for another dose of the same Wacky, the Warped, and the Weird.
Goodbye.
Bye.
I met a guy called Bowtie James. Of all the odd nicknames. So just as a sort of whim, I like to shorten his name to Jim. Bowtie Jim, won't you take a look at him? Ain't he something? He don't know nothing. Talking about Bowtie Jim. Bowtie Jim, he's so very tall and slim. He likes his boogie, but don't like woogie. Talking about Bowtie Jim. Strictly on the square side, you just don't know what's what. When you say get groovy, he thinks you mean get in a rut. Bowtie Jim reminds you of Tiny Tim. A mental pygmy, do you dig me? I'm talking about Bowtie Jim. Slim. He likes his boogie, but don't like woogie. Talking about Bowtie Jim. Strictly on the square side, you just don't know what's what. When you say get groovy, he thinks you mean get in a rut. Bowtie Jim reminds you of Tiny Tim. A mental pygmy, do you dig me? Talking about Bowtie Jim. Say, talking about Bowtie Jim. Say, talking about old Bowtie Jim.
Wrapping up another weekly episode of The Wacky, The Warped, and The Weird. Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf, Dude, and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf, Dude, and Daffodil for Scott Snail and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.